You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Last week, the Labor Party hosted their annual general meeting in Auckland. When asked what has changed for the party since the last election, leader Chris Hipkins says the party has a fresh focus and fresh faces. This week is the second discretionary week of the year in Parliament, focused on scrutinising government spending throughout this year. Questions range from focusing on outcomes, the sustainability of budgets, and politically contentious topics. And the government has announced a 4% council rates rise cap. The rates cap will be a variable target band and enforced by a new regulator. However, the cap has already been criticised by Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown, who says it won't work and ignores local government's own insights on their budget and infrastructure needs. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I asked Shannon Halbert about all of these topics. I started by asking if Labour's AGM set the tone for next year's election campaign.
Certainly there was a lot of vibe. The sun was out in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland, and we had an overwhelming response of members that attended our AGM this year. So it was a really big weekend. It was warm, it was celebratory. Most of all, the energy was really high. There's a lot of motivation to change the government, and so people are wanting to get involved in that.
Is it a sign of what's to come that Labor has taken some branding inspiration from Zoran Mamdani's campaign?
I haven't heard that myself, but certainly that was a successful campaign. Labor's campaign is focused on jobs, health and homes. I think those are really critical issues to the issues that every New Zealander is facing and the challenges that they're experiencing with the cost of living that the government promised to fix and they just haven't. New Zealanders have really had enough. They want to change the government now, and so the weekend was a really good opportunity to set the scene, to look into 2026 and commit to two ticks for Labor in 26.
You posted about a meeting of Rainbow Labor at the AGM. Can you talk more about this perspective, especially given the government's recent puberty blockers announcement?
We had the largest turnout of Takatāpui Rainbow members that we've had in any other AGM in the time I've spent in Labor, so that was really heartening for everyone to be able to come together in solidarity and, yes, in response to the kickdown that this government has given on our Rainbow community. And the week's lead-up where the government chose to restrict access for trans and non-binary rangatahi to puberty blockers is an example that has motivated people in our Labor community to do the work and get on with changing the government in 2026 so that young people can have access to the healthcare that they deserve.
And what are the major topics coming out of Scrutiny Week this week?
It's been a big, long week in Scrutiny Week. I've been in tertiary education and the education committees for the last 2 days. And really, we're challenging the government on things like continued poor delivery of the school lunch programs after the government made cuts, the curriculum NCEA refresh that has been designed overseas, not by New Zealanders, and the poor response from the government to the concerns that are being raised. I also see that there's been issues around housing where Chris Bishop hasn't been upfront and honest with the public, and Mark Mitchell hasn't been able to deliver on the 500 new police on the beat that this government promised. So, you know, those are all examples where the government, with their slogans and all, have really under-delivered, and instead New Zealanders are going backwards.
I know you questioned Vocational Education Minister Penny Simmons on Tuesday on your select committee. Can you talk more about what you asked her and her response?
Well, the challenge for New Zealand at the moment is that we have hit a peak of 90,000 young people not engaged in education, training or employment. That is the size of Palmerston North. And so my questions to the minister was, what was she doing about that, given the low number of apprenticeships, given the low number of access to foundation learning, and she didn't have any answers. So I'll continue to challenge her on that. 90,000 young people is a lot of...
Overall, has it been a tense atmosphere in Parliament this week?
Certainly the government is feeling the pressure. When they haven't delivered on the things that they promised, when the economy is going backwards, that they feel under pressure. And it's our job as a good opposition to hold them to account for the decisions that they have made that they haven't been able to deliver on, and will continue to do that.
And moving to local government, what do you think of the government's proposed rate cap?
The rates cap is out of touch. It's a nice idea where people don't want to pay more rates, but the reality under the national government and Christopher Luxon is that things are getting more expensive for the average New Zealander, unless you're in the top wealth category of New Zealand. We know that access to public transport has got more expensive, the cost of petrol, the ability to use your car. And so this is another expense that will be offset into the average New Zealanders having to pay for their very basic services in their community.
But rates are becoming increasingly unaffordable for many households. Does something need to be done about this?
Certainly they need to be monitored. But every council has an election. People get to choose at a local level what their priorities are. A one-size-fits-all blanket rule across all areas in New Zealand isn't going to work. The government needs to get in touch with those communities. You've seen Mayor Wayne Brown absolutely in outrage on this decision, because one of those are actually the water infrastructure that that we need to pay for, that will be offset and increased as a result. And, you know, the government needs to be in touch with what people are doing here.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on the recent Labour Party annual general meeting, scrutiny week, and the government's proposed 4% rate rise cap.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.